You're listening to the Bethel University Chapel Podcast, recorded from the Everest Rohr Chapel Fine Arts Center in Mishawaka, Indiana. Thanks for listening.
Wow, the energy in this room, is this on? The energy in this room, I'm afraid to touch it.
It's on.
It's on. But it's not. It's not on.
All right, I'll interpret. The energy in this room,
yeah.
Something else? No.
It's flat.
Is flat. Yeah, that's true.
There we go. The energy in this room. You guys are fantastic. What a fun opening to chapel. And it's really good to see you. I started missing you even longer ago than 2 weeks ago, believe me. Yeah, yeah. Hey, we've got some special guests here today, too. We started this year, maybe you saw them, but there are people on this campus who've traveled quite a distance, and they dedicated the morning hours to praying over this campus. There are over 30 people. Would you all just wave your hand over there? These people that have come and they have prayed through our campus. I think that's just a fantastic way for us to begin the year, for sure. Well, you know, last April, when we had our last chapel, I challenged you all to worship God through working. I don't know if you remember that, but we said work is worship. And when you do that, you're created to do something that you do that's differently than other creatures, right? When you help society or help other people, you're worshiping God, your creator. So it was really fun to hear some of the things that you all did this summer, and some of you sent pictures. So I'm just going to talk about a few of them, okay? Shay Bowman. Yeah. She worked at a nursing home. Did anybody else work in a nursing home or healthcare? Yeah, I heard some others this morning. Good for you. Yeah. How about Tim Delahaye? He worked on it. Yeah. He worked on a construction crew laying brick. Good for you, Tim. Anybody else construction work? Yeah, construction? Yeah. We may need you in a couple weeks. or, you know, the church camps, church ministry, a lot of you did that, right? Okay. Yeah. Hopefully none of you had the problem Jacob had. He lost a bet. Yeah, you saw Baldy here. Yeah. He lost a bet on the camp work. And then Anna Klepper, she also worked with some students this summer. Wow, they look like they would exhaust you for sure. So thank you for working in worshiping. Daycare, people did a lot of work in daycare, I heard. Tanya Gonzalez, I know you worked in daycare. Anybody else, daycare, kids, worked with kids? Yeah, okay. And then just the last one I'll mention, a lot of you worked in food service of some sort, either a restaurant, fast food, right? Yeah. But I'll bet you nobody did what Holly Lamphere did. Yeah. That is impressive, throwing up a huge scoop of ice cream and catching it in the cup. Good job with that one. So, I know you all did many other things, but thank you for worshiping God through work, serving people, helping people, and contributing to society. Now, you leave those jobs behind for the most part, unless you take advantage of the SG&E, and we kind of reset. We're resetting for now our academic year. But here's the good news. You don't set aside your opportunity to worship. Now you say, well, yeah, of course, we just did that. Yes, those are the common ways that we worship, But again, there are other ways that we worship God. You worship through work, but now you have the opportunity to worship God in another way that you were uniquely created, and that is you can worship God through learning. Yeah, through learning. Seriously, I'm going to briefly show you what I mean, and I'm going to do that by talking about JoJo Jolly, my dog, Oprah, and Dr. Robert Brandt. Yeah, I'm going to do it. You see, because we were made in the image of God, we humans have a capacity to learn on many different levels and actually very deeply. This is much different than other creatures God has created. Sadly, my dog, JoJo, does not have the same capacity. There she is, yeah, sporting, see her Bethel vest? Isn't that cool? Yeah, all right. She can learn, but only on a very rudimentary level, right? Pet animals like dogs pretty much learn by punishment, reward, stimulus, response, response, stimulus. But we are superior to animals. You see, since we were made in the image of God, we share attributes of God, though imperfect, we share his attributes. We can be motivated to do something just because it's the right thing to do. Now, JoJo's pretty special, but she never chooses to let me sleep when she wants to get up. I cannot reason with her. I can't negotiate with her. She's just at that level of learning. We, on the other hand, are capable of reasoning and rational thought. We can even transfer learning from one experience to a new experience without being told to do it. So humans in God's image have a much greater capacity for learning. The Bible is peppered with examples of God reasoning with his creatures, humans. Just the fact that God initiated the recording of his words for further generations to read says he delighted in us learning about him, not just because of reward or punishment, but to learn about him for the sake of learning. We can choose to learn something, not just for fun, but because it interests us. And we don't even have to be bribed. When you do this, you are worshiping God in the unique way that only those made in his image can worship. What does this have to do with Oprah? Well, whether you or your family liked Oprah, that is not the point. She changed the style of talk shows in America. You see, Oprah didn't just entertain like so many did back then. She tried to tackle some pressing problems, and she tried to help people understand them. For instance, when we went to war in the Middle East, she brought in experts. She brought in people who knew the culture. They knew about Middle East culture and how people think differently. These guests were helpful because they had studied the Middle East culture. Another time, when the threat of smallpox was reoccurring, Oprah gathered people who had studied smallpox and for years had seen the results. And she helped her viewers understand the virus, the pros and cons, and such as that. Thank you, Oprah. However, Oprah totally failed, miserably failed her viewers on an even more important topic. During one episode, she declared that the show would be given to the discussion of God. Now, if she were to follow the same format, she should have brought in experts, right? Bring in people who've studied God. We call them theologians. You might say these are the experts that can tell us about how do we know we can believe the Bible, things like that. Oprah didn't bring anybody on stage. She didn't bring anybody. What she said instead was, God is whatever you decide. Whatever you feel in your heart or whatever makes you emotional is your God. Oprah reduced God to an emotional experience, passion and feelings, but with no knowledge or substance needed. You know, she could have called Dr. Robert Brandt. Dr. Brandt, one of our beloved professors for almost 20 years, he has studied theology. But before that, he came to follow Christ as a new believer, and he had excitement, he had new passion. He was so energized. But then Dr. Brandt chose not just to rely on his emotions, he decided to study about God. He spent time in college and graduate school learning about God and his word. Now, at the same time, Dr. Brandt still has emotion and deep passion for God. But hear me carefully. Passion can be thin and fickle, right? Fickle. One day this, one day that. It can be thin and fickle when it exists without knowledge. But passion with deep knowledge has substance and it's genuine. Learning deepens appreciation and passion. Some of you love the outdoors. You love God's creatures. But if you take a science class, you will turn your thin passion to a deep knowledge and appreciation for creation. Or maybe music is your passion, and you're most happy when you hear music or play music, and your emotions are soothed. But a music theory class would help you appreciate music. You always loved music, but now you really understand the mathematical precision. You learn the theory, and you begin to appreciate music like never before. So you get the picture. The more you know about the qualities of something, the more you can appreciate it, and your passion has substance, and it becomes genuine. And appreciation really is another word for worship. You can worship God by learning. Whatever your major that you're pursuing, or if you're still deciding, that's okay. Give yourself to learning that subject and that honors and worships God. There's a verse in Matthew, two verses actually, Matthew 22, 37 and part of 30, 38, that says this: love the Lord your God with all your heart, we got that, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. God is asking, commanding us, love me with your mind. Now notice, Jesus didn't say, love the Lord with your hands, with your feet, with your eyes. Love the Lord with your mind. Sadly, many people view religion and Christianity as just emotion, feelings, like Oprah. No, we want to study God. You need to learn about God. You need your passion to be genuine, not thin and fickle. So you probably know, since you've started your classes, you probably know that Bethel purposely puts into required classes, we call it the core, the Bethel core curriculum, we purposely put into those required classes, Bible and theology. Old Testament, New Testament, exploring the Christian faith, these classes are required. We do that on purpose. We want you to learn about God in these classes. Learning is worship. And as I said, we go to the Bible to learn about God. As I was thinking about that, it struck me. Some of you may have left your Bibles at home. You know, maybe you're so used to using your phone, you forgot to pack it. Or maybe you never owned a Bible. We're going to correct that. Down here on the benches in front are Bibles, free Bibles for those of you who did not bring one. There aren't a lot, because I assume a lot of you brought your Bible. But if you didn't, no shame. I want you to come up here and take a Bible. And by the way, I had the faculty sign these Bibles and write something inside these Bibles that would encourage you to study this book. They put a verse in there. Many of them sign their names, and I think they're encouraging you. Come talk to me if you want to. Bethel faculty believe the Bible. They know the Bible, and they're willing to meet with you and talk about it with you, even if they're not your Bible or theology professor. If you're not comfortable coming up here to get a Bible today, they're going to be in student life too. Just go get one. We want everybody on this campus to have a Bible. And you know what? If you have your own Bible and you say, well, I want a faculty member to sign my Bible, just ask them. They'll do it. They'll do it. They might write a lot. You might need a lot of pages. But ask them to do it. I want to commit with you. We are going to learn more about God this year. We are going to love the Lord our God with our minds this year by reading and knowing the Bible and listening to experts who have studied. I'm going to plan, just on my own, I'm going to read through the four Gospels between now and Christmas. That's the first four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that tell us so much about Jesus. I'm going to commit to reading, not as a requirement. I'm going to do this. I'm going to meet with God, and I'm going to read those four books before Christmas. Wouldn't you do that with me? I want to worship him through learning in ways that I'm not just required to. I'm doing it by choice, and I love him with my mind. Let's pray. And then please come up and get these Bibles if you didn't come with a Bible. We want you to have these Bibles. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, it's just so good to be back together. And what a delight to hear all of us join together, singing praises, thinking of who you are, asking you to break down the walls that sometimes are incorrect and make us think wrongly about God. What a delight to be able to do that. And now, Lord, I pray that as we begin this academic year, these students would be challenged to worship you in ways that maybe they haven't thought of really expanding their mind and learning you, learning about you, learning your word. May we all find ourselves going to Scripture, going to the Word of God in times when we're not necessarily required to, but that we go to learn about you, and that through learning and expanding our minds, we're worshiping you. Thank you for your word. Thank you that it's true. Thank you that it has all that we need in this life to understand who you are. And I pray, Father, that this year would be firmly begun by understanding that we love you with our mind and by understanding the gospel of Christ. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Thanks for listening to the Bethel University Chapel podcast. Subscribe to the podcast and get more information at chapel.betheluniversity.edu or check us out on the iTunes Store by searching for Bethel University Chapel.